Hi, I'm Rabbi Yisroel Bernathan. Welcome to my Daily Torah Thoughts. Today we're going to talk about the most memorable part of the Seder, when the kids, or the big kids, sing the famous four questions, the Manish Tana. I always wondered, why is it called the four questions? Look at the text. It's actually one question followed by four statements. The question is, why is this night different from all other nights? And then the four statements sound like this. On all other nights, we're not required to dip even once. On this night, we dip twice. On all other nights, we eat chametz, leaven, or matzah. On this night, we only eat matzah. On all other nights, we eat any type of vegetable. On this night, we eat maror, bitter herbs. On all other nights, we eat either sitting or reclining. On this night, we all recline. Reading it on a deeper level, there's only one question here, and the question we need to ask ourselves at the Seder. Why should tonight be different from all other nights? What will happen tonight that will change our perspective, open our spiritual eyes, and ignite our souls? What unique power does the night of Passover have that it can inspire even the most distant soul and touch even the most stubborn skeptic? The answer is, there are four ingredients to this night that make it different and give it the power to inspire. This night is different because it's a night we dip. It's a night we eat matzah. It's a night we eat bitter herbs and a night that we lean. These four acts represent the four secrets to experiencing true inner change. So let's talk about dipping twice. Some of us go through life without ever being present. We may be sitting in one place, but our mind is elsewhere. We're constantly focusing on what needs to happen next, or where we would rather be, and never truly experiencing the moment for what it is. Such a life is no life. We can miss out on the magic of every day simply because we're not looking. So tonight will be different. Tonight we will immerse ourselves in the moment and be totally transfixed by the Seder and its message. We'll dip ourselves entirely in the words of the Haggadah, not once, but twice. Our minds and our hearts will be fully present at the Seder. Now let's talk about the meaning of this night we only eat matzah. Matzah represents humility. It's flat and it's tasteless, unlike bread, which is puffed up and full of itself. Humility is the first step to growth and learning. Someone who is full of themselves can't change. Only if I'm open and humble can I truly develop as a person. So while on the other nights my ego may get in the way of my own spiritual development, tonight it won't. Because tonight we only eat matzah, the bread of humility. Now let's talk about on this night we only eat maror. Many people are closed to spirituality, not out of arrogance, but rather out of indifference. They simply don't care. Such people can't be inspired because they lack feeling. They're numb and insensitive. They need a jolt, something to shatter their complacency and make them feel again. This is the maror. There's nothing like a mouthful of horseradish to get your heart pounding. So we eat the maror to remember the bitterness of slavery, and by extension, our own bitterness, our slavery to bad habits, and the darker side of our personality. All other nights, we may remain apathetic and avoid feeling the pain, but tonight we take the bitter pill. We eat the maror, feeling a little distaste about your current self is the springboard to becoming a better self. Now let's talk about on this night we all recline. A major impediment to growth is our feeling that we don't have it in us. We aren't strong enough and we can't change. If we only realize what untold powers lay within our soul, we will know that there's so much more we could be achieving in our lives by facing our fears and taking on our challenges. With all our failings and all our weaknesses, we have a soul that is pure royalty, a divine spark that towers over and above all the challenges that life brings. And so while on all other nights, we may not be aware of it, tonight we recline like the kings and queens we truly are. We act like royalty because we are royalty, the sons and the daughters of God. So I think these four questions are really four answers. Why is tonight different? Why will our souls be set free tonight? Because we will immerse ourselves in the experience of the Seder. We will have the humility of the matzah. We will banish our indifference and sensitize ourselves with maror. And we will acknowledge the true nobility and royalty of our infinitely powerful soul. And it's the kids who will teach us how to do this. Look at a child. They are truly free because they are always completely immersed in the moment. Have the humility to learn and the openness of heart to feel and the confidence to believe that they can do anything. So let's listen to the kids' questions. In them, we'll find the answers that lie within our soul. I'm Rabbi Yisroel Bernath. Have a great day and a very happy and kosher Passover.